new developments in our understanding of human evolution on this Moment of Science. A group of scientists who study fossils from over 500 million years ago has made a breakthrough discovery. It turns out that a funny-looking creature called Picaia gracilens is one of our oldest ancestors. Granted, the Picaia doesn't look much like a human. In fact, it kind of resembles a flattened eel. Fossils show us a 4-inch-long critter with two tiny tentacles on its head who likely swam around the ocean floor using its dorsal fin to propel itself. But despite this decidedly non-human appearance, paleontologists are now certain that the Picaia provides an important key to our understanding of human evolution. Here's how. From close examination of Picaia fossils, scientists have confirmed that the animal possessed a very primitive notochord. That's a hollow nerve cord that's present in all members of the chordate phylum, humans included. Basically, notochords are precursors to spinal cords. Their presence in a creature from so long ago is pretty remarkable. According to Jean-Bernard Caron, one of the study's main scientists, there's been an even more exciting discovery. The research team has identified a series of myomeres along the Picaia's back. Myomeres are blocks of skeletal muscle tissue, and they're also characteristic features of chordates. In the words of the study's first author, Simon Conway Morris, the discovery of myomeres was the smoking gun that we've been seeking. Scientists can now decisively place the Picaia at the roots of our very own family tree. And there you have it. A 500-million-year-old fossil has helped us understand the complex story of human evolution. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost. I'm Don Glass.